Now time for a locker room chat with Onega girls head basketball coach Craig Boswell after their season comes to a conclusion. Final score in their quarterfinal game against Troy, they fall 60-33. And coach, this is a game where the Trojans shot lights out. You tell me that they made about 8 threes in that first half. You tried mixing up your defenses to try to combat it, but ultimately just wasn't quite working for you guys.
Yeah, you know, Troy came out, they were hustling, they were, you know, a little bit faster, obviously starting off the game, and they just were hitting the outside shot really well. They had a couple girls step up, and it just seemed like every time they threw the ball up, it went in. And, you know, then, you know, we couldn't get the ball across, you know, half court. They were pressuring us. You know, Troy, they're a very athletic, you know, team. They worked hard. They're coached well. And I honestly think they could be a surprise, you know, coming up in the next game or so. But, you know, like I said, we just really weren't there. We're just kind of a step behind, and it showed. And, you know, Troy was a better team.
So you guys ended up going 0-11 in league play, 2-19 overall. And you tell me that kind of just looking back at the season might have been a little bit of a step back. I want to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, you know, we were kind of hoping to, you know, win a little bit more in the league, obviously, and we were wanting to kind of be hopefully in the middle of the league. That's kind of where my goal was for the team. And I just kind of seen, you know, what we might need to work toward is, you know, more stuff to do in the summertime. And we didn't really probably do as much like I would like this past season. And I think it showed early on. And so we're going to have to probably just, I'll probably do a little bit more seasonal type stuff in the summertime for basketball. But yeah, we just weren't there. The chemistry just wasn't built like I was hoping for, but hopefully we can move forward and have a little bit better chemistry next year.
And you really do have some solid pieces though. I mean, Jaden, just a sophomore this year. I mean, Addison has some upside. Bridget is a phenomenal scorer. Annie also can score really well. And then you get Delaney Figge back next year. Emerson's coming back. So you guys have a lot of really good pieces coming back next year. And I think you guys have a good chance to possibly do some good things next year. But what are some of those things that you're really hoping to see springboard you into next year to make some of those little improvements to get you guys on in the win column next year in league play?
Yeah, I think, you know, ultimately just building that chemistry with each other. You know, like you said, we do got the pieces. I just got to do a better job coaching, probably, you know, on the defensive side of things. You know, we were just a little bit slow, and I'm hoping we can get a little bit quicker on the defensive end. I think that would really help our girls create more offense, obviously. Yeah, we do have the pieces. You know, we got great size posts. You know, we had some girls step up, like Haskin and Bridget and Force. You know, I thought they did a really good job this year, playing together for, you know, pretty much the first time. And, you know, we got some great assets as well. And hopefully we can put it all together next year and be a competitor for, you know, middle or top of the league next year. That'd be great.
Absolutely. Expectations are, I think, going to be a little bit higher for you guys next year, and understandably so with a lot of those pieces coming back. And one of those things I think that could really help you guys next year and benefit you guys is, two things, is being more efficient around the basket, as you guys have had some opportunities, just unable to make some of them, and also turnovers. So what are some ways you're hoping to try to turn those around here in the offseason?
Yeah, you know, turnovers is a big deal. Obviously this year, I think we were averaging a little over 20 a game, and that's huge. You know, if we can cut half those back, that's, you know, two more possessions, that, you know, we could put on the board. So the off season, you know, we're really going to have to focus on dribbling. I think that was probably our Achilles heel, was trying to get the ball across the half court. And, hopefully some of our guards can take a little more initiative and commitment and helping us, you know, in that area. Because if we do, I really do think we could be a pretty good team next year if we take care of the ball. And like you said, we just got to concentrate around the rim a little bit better. You know, we missed a lot of bunnies and a lot of easy shots. But, you know, our girls, with another year of maturity and experience, I really do think those will come a little bit easier next year.
Absolutely. Coach, thank you so much for your time today and also for this entire season. Really appreciate you doing this each and every week.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Craig Boswell here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Main Star Trust.